Gemara says in Dafi Zanim Beis that Shimon Hapakuli Hister Shmona Sei Brachos Lifnei Mengliel Ala Seder Beyavne. Shimon Hapakuli, someone by the name of Shimon Hapakuli, he was the one who was Masader Shmona Sei. He was the one who put together Shmona Sei and in front of Mengliel Beyavne. Now the if Shimon Hapakuli is called Shimon Hapakuli, it would be Mistaber that this name Pakuli has something to do with what he did, that he was the one who was Masader Shmona Sei, at least the one who was Chazer Beyistum, as the Gemara says later on. Pakuli is not such a common name, and the question is, what is the meaning of this name Pakuli, and how does Pakuli connect to the Gvaldik Achidosh that Shimon HaPakuli did, and he was the one who was Mechadosh, the Shmona Esrei, the way we have it today. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi here says, why is he called Pakuli? Yesh Aymerim, some say, Shemishtakir, but Tzemer Geffen, Shenuka Pakula. Some say that his business was, he used to make a living off Tzemer Geffen, cotton, which is called Pakula, and therefore he's called Shimon HaPakuli. So it's that's one shot Rashi says. It's difficult to hear why we would bedafka call him Al Shem. His work over here, you do find Tanayim, the Nikar Al Shem, the Avaida, but the one who is Misakin Shimon Esrei, you don't find him so often. The bedafka Chazal would refer to him over here, Al Shem Hapakuli. Sounds like Lachard has some shaykhus to what he did, to the tefillah that he was Misakin. And even Rashi is telling us that this is a Yesh Arim. This is what some say. Sounds like there's another pshat that Rashi does not tell us why he's called Shimon Hapakuli. So I wanted to be Matsya, after Pshat Luli de Virashi, why Shimon over here is referred to as Shimon HaPakuli. So this word Pakuli, the Svarim bring down, B'Shem the Zara Chadosh and Rus, the Zara says what the meaning of Pakuli is. And it says that the word Pakuli is really an acronym of two different words of a Pasuk in Yeshaya, and that comes from the words of Paku Pilileya. Paku is Pe Kuf Vav, and then Pilileya, which basically means Pilileya is a lashon of mishpat, a lashon of din, and paku is a lashon to be mitzi the mishpat, to create the mishpat. That's what the lashon pakuli is. The Zohar has a whole hasber why he was called paku, papakuli, because of something that he did to be mitzi someone from Gehenim, and everyone after, all his eniklach afterwards, were nikra shmai hapakuli. But so I'm not going exactly with what the Zohar says. I'm just going with that vart that the Zohar says that the Lashon Pakuli is this acronym of Paku Pilileya, this Pasuk in Yeshaya. And I think if you this, it could be Masber why this Shimon over here was called Shimon HaPakuli. The Abu Draham in the beginning of his Sefer on Tefillah, talks about why Tefillah is called Tefillah. What is the meaning of the word Tefillah? What does the word Tefillah mean? And he brings down from the Radak that the Radak says, Shenikas Hatchina Vabakasha Tefillah. Why is it called Tefillah? Midlashon Paku Pilileya. Hamamish brings this passing in Yeshaya of Paku Pilileya. Tefillah is a Lashon of Pilileya. Pilileya is a Lashon of Din and a Lashon of Mishpat, and that's why Tefillah is called Tefillah. And he goes on to explain, Vatam Kiyam Mispala Mevakesh Meis Hashem Shishbetenu Barachimav. When you daven, you're asking Hashem that he should be shayfe you with his rachamim, v'lo yifne l'rev ha'ray sha'aysa, and he shouldn't look at all the bad that you did, but rather he should be shayfe you, he should judge you in a favorable way, ki ha'mishpat hu shi'yazav lai ma'avanaysav, v'lo yizkam l'kulam. You're asking that Hashem should be shayfe you in a way where he doesn't look at your averis, but he looks at the good that you did, and for that lashon it's called tefillah. It's called tefillah, mi'lashon this pasuk in Yeshaya of paku pilileya. So being that the whole musig of tefillah comes from this lashon of paku pilileya, and the Zohar tells us that HaPakuli, the name Pakuli, is an acronym of this pasuk of Paku Pilileya. I think it would be very mistaber that that's why Shimon HaPakuli is called Shimon HaPakuli, because he is the one who is misader the tefillah the way we have it today. He is the one who has organized it, and therefore it would make a lot of sense that he's called Shimon HaPakuli, Al Shem this pasuk of Paku Pilileya, which is the whole mucker of tefillah, Lefidar Hadak. That could be a husband of Pakuli, Lule Devei Rashi.